The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
You know, another year has gone by where we've, you know, hungers that much more, and we've learned that much more about ourselves in the regular season, you know. So we're looking forward to a deep run here.
All right, here we go. Gabe Landeskog is back after almost 2 months away following knee surgery. So I know, Mark, you know everything there is to know about having an operation and then being able to get back out there and play quickly. But what about the idea? How confident are you that he can miss this much time and come back and be right up to speed to go out there and play playoff hockey? How much time does he need to kind of, you know, get ramped up to that level? Right.
Well, he's had plenty of time. I mean, there's no question that they've given him all kinds of time for that knee to heal from that surgery. So that part doesn't concern me. Playing, Mike, really, in all honesty, you can practice, you can do all those things. It's going to take you probably a full game. Probably take you a full game to where, and then how do you recover from that game if it goes into game two? Like, but you will be off. You won't be 100. I don't think you'll be 100% right.
Adrenaline can't carry you through it?
Adrenaline can't carry you through three periods. Adrenaline, I mean, you see it all the time in the swings, whether it's the momentum swings of the NBA, a game of runs, whether it's, you know, a period where, I mean, you know, I'll go back to, oh gosh, what game was it the other day where they just were playing on, you know, tilted ice for the whole second period where the Avs were just crushing. I can't remember who they were crushing, but I think they scored three goals and then they gave up one on a power play. But the bottom line is you can't carry like adrenaline through three periods. It's just impossible. So I think it'll take him a game to feel, you know, a full game to feel like, okay, now I'm back in the groove. And then it just depends how he responds to game two, you know, and how that knee responds.
Next on the Morning Brew.
The depth is awesome. You know, we're going to have to drive the bus, though. You know, we know that. Everyone needs to chip in, but it's up to, you know, our top guys to drive the bus, and that's what we're looking to do starting tomorrow night. And we can't win the cup tomorrow. Just got to take care of the first 10, first period, first game against Nashville. Hopefully get a win. If not, it's all good. We're your group. You know, you got to get four. So it's really hard to win series, and we're looking forward to get going tomorrow.
While acknowledging that he and the rest of the key guys have to step up, fresh in our memory is during those four straight losses to Vegas last year, Nathan MacKinnon was virtually a no-show. And so a lot of pressure on him to go out and have a great playoff run. But in a couple of his comments yesterday, he made it a point to say, hey, game one's important, but it doesn't mean everything.
Right.
Right? You know, we could lose, and hey, it's no big deal, right? So you can tell he understands the pressure on him, but he doesn't want to put that self-imposed pressure in. And I don't know, does that give you kind of a little insight into maybe how he did approach that Vegas series, that he did put a lot of pressure on himself, and he's very determined in this playoff run, hey, I'm going to go to great lengths not to put pressure on myself.
Right. It is the Stuart Smalley way of, you remember the old character on Saturday Night Live, Stuart Smalley? Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. You're trying to take some pressure off yourself. I will tell you this, though. You know, you could talk yourself, you could talk that game all you want. You know, I think as athletes, we all kind of talk have our own inner monologue going on in our head, so to speak. But, you voice it and you can, you know, I mean, you can really believe it. But I'm telling you, this is the first game, and all of a sudden, it's pucker up, buttercup. You know, I mean, the pressure is on. And so you're trying to talk yourself into, hey, man, I believe this, I believe this, I believe this, but
hey, just go out and play, you know, treat it like any other game.
But at the same time, he's talking about driving that bus, and he knows if you lose that first game, man, dude, I got to drive the bus. You'll put a lot of internal pressure on yourself. So I think he's trying to, you know, I think he's trying to talk himself out of the pressure, but there's no question there's a ton of pressure.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I want to be a double-digit sack guy. You know what I'm saying? I've had 5 sacks, I had 8 sacks. You know, I want to, you know, push the envelope and get in the double digits and just all around, you know, become a better player.
Malik Reed on the Fan yesterday with Nick and Cecil. Maybe the forgotten man with all the emphasis on finding pass rushers, free agency, Randy Gregory, the draft, Nick Benito, and Pina Colada.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. If you like, wait. It's Eni, right? Eenie. You like that? Hold on. Let me open up my notes here.
Get the song in your head.
Okay, wait a minute.
If you like. Yeah.
Where's the Broncos here?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Because, you know, the problem with this Chiwi guy, they didn't do the teams in alphabetical order. So that's okay. If you like Oazarike.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you like Oazarike.
You got those guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Malik Reed's kind of the forgotten guy in this. Boy, it sure seems like are the Broncos just kind of building a defense for this division where it's just all about pass rushers and, I don't know, we'll kind of play the run as we go to the quarterback type thing?
Well, I think...
On our way to the quarterback, we'll play the run?
Yeah, I think when you look at it, and it's one of those situations where let's not fool ourselves. You know, every coordinator is going to say, hey, you got to stop the run. That's got to be your number one goal. You know how one of the ways you stop the run in this league? You score. And then teams quit running the ball. Hey, listen, man, offensive coordinators in this league, no. Nobody's looking at their running game going, ooh, man, I got to hire that guy. That run game is something. You know, like, owners-wise, you want to get a job? Develop a quarterback and put up a lot of passing points. You'll get a job. That's the way it works. So,
would you say that is for owners?
That's Viagra for 80-year-olds.
That's
you
right.
Know?
That's the blue pill. That's the blue pill for...
That thing is, I mean, we got, let's roll.
Hey. It lasts longer than 4 hours, man.
Yeah. Let's ride, Broncos.
Don't call anybody. keep it going. Next in
call
the morning, bro.
Crying out loud.
Call everybody.
Let them know.
Guess what I got going on here. Hey, next in the morning, bro.
Murray heaves it downfield.
All right, CBS there with the highlight. Stop me if you've heard this before. DeAndre Hopkins says he's, quote, confused and shocked after finding out that he had tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs and will be suspended for the first six games of the season. Shocked! Shocked, I say.
Yes.
I have no idea. I have no idea how that got into my body.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I hope he gets down to the bottom of who poisoned him. Because this is a...
He was poisoned.
Yes, this is a national epidemic. It is rogue supplement companies poisoning our athletes.
Yep.
Yeah, I have no idea what happened.
No idea.
None whatsoever.
Why does a guy like DeAndre Hopkins need to take performance-enhancing drugs? Seriously, does he just... Do you think he's lost a step, or?
No.
I want a queen!
I think it's about when you're injured, it's about recovery. You know, your ability to work and your ability to recover faster. Because, like, honestly, performance-enhancing drugs are not, you still have to do the work, right? But really, it's what happens with performance enhancers is when you work out, you're tearing down muscle, you're tearing down, you know, your body. The reparation process is what the performance enhancing drug. They just repair you overnight as opposed to 3 or 4 days. So your workload capacity continues to increase. So when you've had an injury and you're trying to come back from it, it just helps you get bigger, faster, stronger off that injury. And that's where guys try to circumvent the rules. So I think that's what probably, in my estimation, that's probably what happened.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.